Welcome, everybody, here for the bi-weekly Chairman's Update. It's now June 23rd, and since our last update, had quite a bit going on. On Monday the 13th, I traveled down to Sacramento and attended Governor Newsom's annual Tribal Nations Summit. It was a pretty good forum, a lot of state leaders there from different agencies, of course, a lot of tribal leaders there as well. Was able to share information and ask questions with people involved with the State Natural Resources Department. They have provided a lot of funding for us in the past, particularly around land back. One of the most productive parts of that trip, though, was that Mike Orchid, our fisheries director, got a meeting set up with the new state fish and wildlife director, Megan Hurdle. And so after the summit, Mike and I were able to meet with her in her office and really kind of share a lot about the tribe's history and rights, and also, you know, grease the wheels for future negotiations, because you know, we've co-managed the hatchery with the State Fish and Wildlife Agency up at Lewiston. We're working on consolidating our fishing weir. So instead of them having extra weirs up above us, they just work together with us on ours to collect numbers so that the salmon don't have to swim through multiple weirs, and it creates extra stress on the fish and could cause you know, harm to some of the fish. You know, so there's always a lot of opportunity when it comes to the State Fish and Wildlife. We do deal with them on a number of levels, on fishery surveys and different things like that. So it was a good, productive meeting. She seemed to be really open to working with us. And so that was a good opportunity that day. The following day, we were back here in Hoopaw, and we had a follow-up meeting with Superintendent McCullough with Climate Trinity Joint Unified School District, and some of the principals, Sandy Moon from the elementary and the acting high school principal, Janice Lorenzo. And that was really to make space, you know, ask for space and time to get more of our tribal staff in the schools. This includes getting into the classroom with tutors, but also being able to pull students out and have dedicated space for that. We actually had a follow-up meeting just earlier today, and that's looking really good. They're really willing to work with us and accommodate us. And so looking forward to, you know, just having more tribal staff in the schools, hoping to have a classroom, a class of our own at the high school. We're still not sure if that's going to be once a week or maybe an hour or two every day. We're trying to figure out exactly what that'll be. But what we want to do is have tribal self-governance and sovereignty, education, Hoopaw tribal history, and also career pathways, you know, getting tribal police, tribal fire, fisheries, forestry, different departments in there sharing all the work that the tribe does, and trying to get our students more interested in going into those career fields, Kamau Medical Center as well. And so we're definitely making progress there. You know, we're happy about that. We've also had a couple meetings now, and we'll have one final meeting, I think, next week on the timber sale bids for this year. I might have mentioned before, we did receive bids for timber sales. We've actually been able to negotiate and get those a little bit higher. However, we have not finalized, you know, selecting any bids on moving forward just yet. That'll come, I believe, on Monday. So that work is also ongoing. Also had a meeting with the Natural Resource Advisory Committee, some tribal members who are, you know, willing to take a look at natural resource issues and advise the council. One of the big things we're working on there is work to our fishing ordinance. I mentioned before that people are non-tribal members are harvesting fish on the reservation, making sure that they are getting the proper permitting, all those kinds of things. And we still have more work to do on finalizing the new language in our bylaws. But it's coming along, and we got some good input from some of the tribal members who were able to attend at the last meeting. So that meeting happened as well. We also had the LPA hearing on the cannabis regulations. I think there's still time to submit written comments on the cannabis regulations. Final approval has not happened at this point. So it was a good, productive LPA hearing. I think there may be one more LPA hearing. So keep an eye out for that. Definitely want to get people's input on the existing draft that's out there. We also met with the NIEA. It's a Native American Education Association, which has provided a sizable grant to Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District and hired staff in our schools. They came and met with the tribe and wanted to get kind of our input and advice on how they move forward working with our students. So that was a good meeting. We also met with Blue Lake Rancheria. And Blue Lake Rancheria, for those who don't know, they have a Grow Your Own program where they will send tribal members, help pay for schooling for tribal members who want to be school administrators. And so if you know folks who are interested in that, contact the Blue Lake Education Department. They're looking to sponsor Hoopaw tribal members and other tribal members who want to go back to school and become school administrators. They're also looking at funding some Hoopaw tribal member interns to be placed with Hoopaw tribal departments and be paid to work in those departments to kind of explore careers with various tribal departments. So there should be an advertisement coming out on that pretty soon. It's encouraging that you know, we're getting support from some of our tribal neighbors, so that's always a positive. Also met with Sacred Eagle. Their CEO is Walter Gray. We're getting close to approving the contract, finalizing the contract to get the strategic plan done. So I think we're on the same page now. You should see that on the next council agenda once we get contract approval. The process will start. So again, I ask everybody to take the time to be engaged in that process. One of the big components of that contract is to actually get tribal member and community input. So this is going to lay the kind of the foundation of the priorities of the tribe for the next 10 to 15 years. So it's going to be really important that that the community has buy-in, that they're behind the plan. And it's tough to do that if you don't have a say in that. So we want to make sure everybody has a say in that plan. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. We also had Indian Health Service here on Monday and Tuesday of this week. We had a good meeting to prepare last Wednesday. And so it's a team effort. Again, there's literally millions of dollars on the line as far as our funding, not only for the medical center, but a lot of the other preventative health services that we have, whether that be recreation or behavioral health and indirect costs. So, you know, we were working with Public Utilities District, of course, Kamau Medical Center, tribal fiscal and the council. And so it's coming along. I felt that the meetings were productive. You know, there's more follow-up to do. I think we've come to an agreement on the annual funding agreement. But the indirect cost negotiations are still ongoing. So hopefully we'll have some results and outcomes to report to you guys in the next couple of weeks on that. We also met with Kamau on behavioral health, and so we're making progress on having our own crisis response team. Training is happening. People are building up their qualifications so that, you know, if there's a call comes in after hours on the weekends, tribal police will have support from mental health professionals that are trained to respond and work with our people here in the community that are in crisis. And so, you know, I'm happy that we are making progress there. Again, a lot of it is the training and credentialing, getting some of our doctors on board with that. So that's happening. We also met with the board. You know, there's some considerations there with some of the personnel. And so there's still deliberations amongst the council and the board on how we move forward with some of that as well. Also, I was able to attend my first community men's group meeting. I think it was the third one they held. You know, however, it was the first chance I had, you know, the opportunity to attend. It was a good meeting. A lot of knowledge sharing happening there. Some things are in the works as far as actually getting folks to work with the youth. We had at least couple people volunteer to help one of our tribal police officers, Sergeant Arlen Doolittle, who's going to be gathering materials for sticks and tossels. We've got some stuff coming up with sticks. We're also hoping to have a wrestling clinic. I think there was talk about other things like a community garden and other areas as well, but the men's group is coming along. You should see more activities coming up and some of their initiatives. I'm not sure when the next meeting is, but I believe it will be advertised. So if people want to join, it's a good place to come together and not only share ideas, but hopefully take part in the activities that are going to be coming up out of that. Also been working on an application for a TANF project, hoping that TANF can fund some of these youth activities. We have an ad hoc committee working on more activities for the youth, whether that be sports clinics, day hikes into the wilderness, cultural activities. So we're hoping that list will be final very soon. There is a draft right now, but activities are happening with the youth, and we're happy to see progress in that area as well. So another aspect, this past Tuesday, some of us council members headed over to Reading with fishery staff. And we took part in a three-party meeting. It was the Hoopaw Valley Tribe, Muroc Tribe, and the Bureau of Reclamation. That included the Bureau Regional Director, Pacific Region Director Adam Nichols, and some of his staff. We're moving forward to push for the 50,000 acre feet of Proviso 2 water that was always supposed to be guaranteed for Humboldt County and downstream users, which includes both of the tribes. The next step is we'll meet with Humboldt County Board of Supervisors this coming Tuesday, the 27th, I believe it is, Monday. So we'll meet with those folks next, and then we'll come back and have a four-party meeting with the Board of Supervisors, Hoopaw Yurok, and the Bureau of Reclamation. And we're hopeful that finally, after 65 years, this water will start to be put to use for the benefit of the tribes and for the county of Humboldt. So there's progress happening there. Again, I want to thank our fishery staff. They're working very hard on that issue. Also, I think we started Sovereigns Day planning as well. So there's a Sovereigns Day committee that's been starting to meet, gearing up for that. Also sent my executive assistant down to San Francisco this week to meet with the FBI. They have Northern California community meetings. And again, our ask is more law enforcement resources for MMIP, drug enforcement, And mainly the investigations in those areas, you know, and major crimes happen, or you know, trafficking of drugs here on the reservation. We'd like to have more enforcement, more expertise and resources. And so it sounded like the meeting went fairly positive. Hopefully they'll be coming up here to meet with us the next time around. So that's another area that we're working on and looking at. I also know that the nonprofit board met yesterday. I wasn't able to attend, but they're moving forward with fundraising and with just the establishment of the goals and objectives and structure of the board. You know, encourage everybody to look into becoming a part of this. Even if you're not an official board member, you can always volunteer your time for different youth activities. So those are some of the good things that are happening. Let's see. Also, we had the small business support meeting last night. It was a small turnout. I don't know that it was advertised to the level that it should have been. We're going to have another meeting on the 28th of May. I, you know, ask that we make sure there's a good flyer sent out and all that kind of stuff. But some of the things that are being looked at there are, you know, set aside funds from the tribal budget, maybe up to 1% of all tribal funds set aside for small business development. Also getting resources here to help those who would like to expand their business opportunities, getting them support in applying for loans or putting together business plans, those sorts of things. Of course, bonding and insurance always seem to be kind of a hurdle for our people. So looking at other options where the tribe might be able to help with that, maybe some type of retention rate. So in lieu of a full $1 million bond, what we would do is withhold some of the payments that would be paid to a tribal contractor, anywhere from 10% to 20%, and then, you know, we retain that in lieu of a bond, and then pay it out when the project is done. There's definitely good things we're going to do. We're going to do an analysis as well of all the areas where the tribe does spend their money, and figure out ways that we can maybe shift that into local entrepreneurs. And a good example that I use is, you know, you look around the community and how much money we spend on bottled water. You know, would it be possible to support a tribal member, you know, to maybe collect spring water in the hills and run it through a filter and pay that out to the tribal member, you know? So I think probably close to 10 years ago now, the Office of Self-Governance under Danny Jordan and he had John Robbins there at the time, they did an analysis similar to that. And I think it's time to update that and hopefully actually take some actions this time to kind of shift our spending priorities away from outside businesses and hopefully support tribal members to be able to do that work. And also there's been talk about, you know, getting the tribe to support some of our aspiring entrepreneurs in the form of grant writing. So, you know, investing in more grant writers that can help these tribal entrepreneurs get their businesses kickstarted, whether that be with supplies, equipment, infrastructure, whatever the needs may be. We always know that resources are needed. So I encourage people to come out for the next meeting and, you know, hold us accountable. Hopefully we can take more action. You know, we're happy that we were able to support 13 small businesses this year with COVID money. It was a long process to get the RFP out and you know, approve the money into the tribal budget and go through the RFP process and, you know, make the difficult decisions to approve some. And unfortunately, we weren't able to help everyone. But, you know, how can we create more opportunities, more revenue, resources to help those people who didn't get helped, you know, in the near future? So we are working on that. You know, we know that the more local jobs that can be created, the local business opportunities, so that the money stays here and circulates in the valley rather than all going into neighboring communities like Willow Creek or Eureka. you know, it's going to benefit everybody if we can keep that investment here in our community. And so we haven't given up on that idea. I know it's been talked about for a long time, and you know, the progress hasn't been where it should be. But again, you know, the grants that we as a tribe were able to provide this year was a step in the right direction. And some of the steps we're taking now and gearing up for the 2027 fiscal budget, we think will be helpful as well. And we did find out about some more resources that can come here and help out with our businesses as far as planning. Organization called Native Edge has offered the support. So, you know, we're gonna keep pushing on that front as a council. Also, wanted to share that we held interviews today for the roads director. Oscar Billings had retired back in October. Since that time, we've had Merwin Clark serving as the interim roads and aggregate director. Today, we finally held interviews after an extensive process to recruit and vet out candidates and eliminate some. And we interviewed about five qualified candidates today, and it was decided eventually that J.W. Mooney would be selected as the next Hoopaw Roads director. So we're excited about a fresh start there at Roads. Of course, most of you know Mr. Mooney's been working for the tribe for about 10 years now. Prior to that, he worked for the Department of Defense over near Susanville, and then he's also been with Peterbilt. And very hard worker, very determined guy, who we feel confident will move the department forward and make some positive changes there. Hopefully, you know, by keeping him focused in that area, you know, it'll allow for great efficiency. Whereas, you know, in the past, he's been spread really thin, everything from emergency services to, you know, hospitality and construction to janitorial. So now this is an opportunity to be kind of focused on our, not only our for-profit enterprise there with the roads and cement aggregate, but also roads maintenance and, you know, repairing our roads and also keeping the brush back, all those things that are needed in our community. So, you know, we're excited for a fresh start there. So we'll be moving forward with that direction. Those are kind of the major overviews. Of course, you know, there's a lot of other things that take up our time. We have a lot of meetings, and there has to be a lot of follow-up on all these areas, contracts, those sorts of things. We also met with self-governance today. They are working on a strategic plan specific to legislative priorities. And so, you know, making sure we have a solid document, and the next step will actually be getting tribal member input on that document so that we have a clear focus on what we want to spend our time on when we go to Washington, D.C. or when we go to Sacramento. You know, who are the main contacts and what areas are important? We all know that Indian Health Service is important to the tribe. The Department of Interior is very important because that's where the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Bureau of Reclamation, who control all the dams and the waterways, those agencies are housed within the Department of Interior. But we've also talked about the Department of Transportation, USDA. It's important that we all get on the same page and have clear strategies and goals as it relates to that. So I think we're making good progress there. Next week, of course, we, you know, is another busy week. Performance evaluations for managers are ongoing. As I mentioned, we'll be meeting with the Board of Supervisors. We'll be meeting with the new nonprofit board, with the council and the board. Also, we have insurance concerns we're dealing with, TARO work, workforce development, changes to personnel policies, finalizing the timber sales for this coming timber year, youth services meeting, collaborative, following up on that schedule for youth activities, And the Denodo Holding Corporation is having their annual shareholders meeting. I know that there's been a lot of questions over time about Denodo, you know, the work they're doing, their goals and priorities. And this will be a good opportunity to see what exactly they've been working on, what the goals are, and also the tribal members' opportunity to provide input on that. I think that's part of the goal of having this annual shareholders meeting is that as tribal members, we're all shareholders of this corporation. And so, you know, what do you think about the goals that they currently have or the work that's being done? Is there other areas that they should be focused on? Please attend that meeting. It's going to be at the firehouse on Wednesday night, 29th. I think it starts at 5:30, 5:30 or 6. I have 5:30 on my schedule here. But yes, please come and attend. We also be giving input to the U.S. Forest Service this week. They're undergoing a new restructuring, realignment. What is that going to mean for us? We work with the Forest Service a lot, especially around fire, but also we're brushing and co-managing a lot of our ancestral territories that are under the Forest Service's purview at this time, not on the reservation, but in our territory, you know, making sure our voices are heard in that area. We're also having a follow-up on the IHS funding stuff, an internal meeting with our tribal folks. And so these are all some of the areas that we're working on at this time. You know, I'll close with that. If you guys have any questions, you know, please feel free to put those into the chat. I'd be happy to answer some questions. Okay. Yeah, so the person asking the question is our Two Rivers Tribune editor. We have Teresa Mitchell here. So Teresa should be able to get that date out there in the newspaper. Adrian is our public information officer. Adrian Villegas is here. So, Adrian, you can probably get that information out. I believe it's always the third Tuesday in June. So that is going to be June 16th will be the general election. I believe you can usually come to the election office and vote early as well. Probably, I'm guessing we're getting close to the time you'll want to request your absentee ballot if you need an absentee ballot. But, you know, if I'll ask Adrian here to let KIDE know to make that information widely known, and hopefully we can get the word out. And it's always good to have a good voter turnout. So I encourage everybody to come out and vote whatever way you can. Okay. So as far as any changes to the Constitution and bylaws, that would have had to have gone in and been approved for referendum vote back in March. So we missed the boat on that. There were a couple of constitutional amendments proposed heading up to that deadline. One of them would have been to allow for council members to be held personally liable for violations of the Indian Civil Rights Act. However, that motion, which I had proposed, actually died for a lack of a motion. So we weren't able to get that on the ballot. If you have constitutional amendments you'd like to propose, I would encourage you to send them over to Amber Turner, our executive secretary. Amber's really good about getting any information that comes in to all the council members. Amber's email address, it should be on our website, I believe. But let me get that for you here. I can share that. It's HVTA as in Amber, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. That's HVTA Turner at gmail.com. Send that into the executive secretary because, you know, there will be another general election come next June. And so there's time to, you know, get together any amended language. We did discuss possible changes to the Constitution at the last general meeting. There weren't a lot of constitutional change proposals brought forward by the membership at the meeting. You know, we did discuss a couple of the options that did not go forward. But definitely, I think we're always open to those. One of the ones that came up, you know, is just, you know, how we're represented with council and those sorts of things. You know, I felt that maybe we should have a off-reservation council representative. Right now, we have 7 representatives for the 7 districts on the reservation in addition to the chairman. But I know that at least probably 40% of our membership lives off the reservation. So could we, you know, would it be a worthy cause to add another council member who could, you know, represent the off-reservation members? You know, that might be a proposal someone could make. I don't know. But in any case, you know, that's where we're at with that. All right. If there's no more questions, go ahead and wish everybody a happy, safe weekend. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the report. And, you know, if you have any other questions that may arise, most people know how to get a hold of me. Text message is always the best. Might not get back to you right away, but, you know, I do try to get back to people the best I can. You can also, you know, send me a Facebook message or, you know, an email, but, lots of emails, tons of emails. Text is always better. And you can also ask your questions, in the chat on this video post. So thank you.